Imagine you started a video game company 17 years ago, worked your butt off, and eventually became the CEO of Tripwire Interactive. Now imagine, outside of company time, you went on your personal Twitter and said, "Hey, Texas passed a law that means less children are going to be murdered next year. That's kind of cool." Turns out the feminist fatties who work at your company and are incapable of keeping their legs closed didn't like that very much.
"I need to be able to kill my baby anytime I want," they gobbled while eating cookies.
In case you forgot, 2021 was a dark time, and it seems these loose, purple-haired women were able to band together and put enough pressure on Reddit to force the CEO of Tripwire to resign from the very company he spent 17 years building. In this video, I want to look at four such stories where a developer was ousted or canceled simply for having a differing political view on their personal social media account. A recurring theme you are going to notice here is the insane level of hypocrisy that is going on at these Western, usually American, development studios. Go on Blue Sky and celebrate the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Announce you hate white people and you will only be hiring black people. Celebrate the murder of a CEO. You will be met with applause and accolades from everyone at EA, Activision, and Microsoft. But go on the internet and say, "Hey, maybe we shouldn't murder babies anymore." Oof, now you've done it. Guys, this is why I say the rot is simply too deep at American game development studios. They simply need to be torched at this point, and channels like mine are the match. Before we talk about game devs canceled by the woke crowd, I wanted to tell you guys about a skateboarding movie that rejected the gay agenda, and it's called North Hollywood. The film launched at number one on iTunes, and it's a coming-of-age story loosely based on the life of Mikey Alfred. The dude refused to play ball with the LGBTQ crowd, and gays like Gifted Hater have tried to get Mikey canceled. This based skateboarding movie was on Showtime, and now it's on Peacock, Hulu, and for free on YouTube. Check out the trailer for North Hollywood at the end of this video. All right, let's get into it. Number one, Notch. So Notch is a balding Swedish dude who always wears this fedora. But he created a little game called Minecraft in 2009. Maybe you've heard of it. You can play it on a refrigerator screen. When asked how Notch came up with the idea, he points to Infiniminer and Dwarf Fortress as the two biggest inspirations. The game being talked about a lot on 4chan and the modding community around it helped the game become insanely popular in 2011 when it launched. By 2014, Notch had sold 15 million copies of the game, and so Microsoft shows up with dump truck money trying to buy it. They offered him $2.5 billion cash for his game. Notch takes the money, ends up buying a $60 million house in Beverly Hills, and rides off into the sunset. But this is where things get interesting. Notch has enough money to buy a country, so he's pretty much untouchable and can say whatever he wants now. And it turns out the dude is based. Referring to the mental illness known as being trans, he said this, "Celebrating effing body dysphoria. Make it illegal to use the wrong pronouns. They are the ones using the wrong pronouns. Effing hell." In 2019, he said this, "You are absolutely evil if you want to encourage delusion. What happens to not stigmatizing mental illness? There is no love in pretense. There is no you when you appease." Dude is ultra-based, calling out being trans for the evil mental illness that it is. And here's the wild thing, Notch was saying this junk like 7 years ahead of the curve. Only within the past year or two have these takes become socially acceptable. But Notch is a hero because he was calling this junk out back in 2017. The media got noticeably triggered by the truth bombs he was dropping. GQ said, "The creator of Minecraft tweeted some dumb stuff about race." A beta male tweeted this at him. But then falling into that, I'm saying the more mature thing is leaving at that, or if we are calling names, be more creative. Notch said back, "Sure thing, Fibidus." Somebody online commented, "He seems to be using that as an insult." In 2017, Notch dared to tweet this, "It's okay to be white." Wild that this is a controversial thing to say in today's climate. Even recently in 2023, the dude is still a legend. Somebody said, "I noticed a rise in hate speech on here, so I just wanted to put a little flagpole down just in case. Trans rights matter. Black lives matter." Notch said back, "There we go. That should fix it." Well, the Notch backlash was coming. You can't be this honest and drop this many truth bombs and not piss off the blue hairs at Microsoft. Pink News reports, "Anti-trans Minecraft creator Marcus Notch Pearson removed from game." Newsweek reported, "Minecraft creator Marcus Notch Pearson says trans women aren't women." We live in a culture where you dare not call out mental illness. Mental illness must be encouraged and celebrated and Notch refused to play ball. Microsoft summarily banned Notch from attending any industry events in the future. Microsoft removed Notch's names from the credits of the game. Isn't that ridiculous? I think it should be illegal to do that. Finally, Microsoft removed any of the loading screens that Notch created. One in particular said woo/V. This is a reference to V, which is the video game board on 4chan. But as we know, the degenerates of society say 4chan is, quote, problematic, so we can't have that. In closing, I should mention that it's possible Notch at some point has supported Nazism or white supremacy garbage. Just letting you know, I don't support those worldviews at all. I agree with Notch's tweets shown on screen here. I don't agree with other controversial things he has perhaps said. Number two, Tripwire Interactive. John Gibson started Tripwire Interactive with Alan Wilson in Roswell, Georgia in 2005. These guys had entered a competition called Make Something Unreal, sponsored by NVIDIA, and won top prize with their game submission, Red Orchestra Ostfront 41-45. It was an ultra-realistic and gritty World War II shooter incorporating things like bullet drop for the first time. Tripwire also released a sequel to Red Orchestra and also a DLC that became its own game called Rising Storm and Rising Storm 2. Tripwire really put themselves on the map, though, in 2009 when they created Killing Floor, a co-op zombie shooter. Killing Floor came out around the same time as Left 4 Dead and Call of Duty Zombies and is very much a product of that time. The only difference is Killing Floor is focused simply on the hordes and hordes of creatures coming after you, upgrading between rounds, and then facing a boss in each mission area. Killing Floor 1 sold 3 million copies and Killing Floor 2 sold 8 million copies in 2016. Killing Floor 3 is still in development. So you'd think that a base studio like this wouldn't have too many of the blue hairs who hate themselves there, but you'd be wrong. One sunny afternoon, CEO John Gibson goes online and tweets this to his personal Twitter account. Proud of hashtag US Supreme Court affirming the Texas law banning abortion for babies with a heartbeat. As an entertainer, I don't get political often, yet with so many vocal peers on the other side of this issue, I felt it was important to go on the record as a pro-life game developer. Now let me remind you, tons of game developers share their leftist opinions all the time. They celebrated Biden winning and the 2020 election. They celebrated Trump's assassination attempt. They hate on Trump constantly. But the people who hate themselves are nothing if not hypocrites. Rules for me and not for thee. Shipwright Studios was a partner of Tripwire and they had this to say in response. While your politics are your own, the moment you make them a matter of public discourse, you entangle all of those working for and with you. Isn't it interesting? Because leftists do that all the time and nobody calls them out for it. They go on. We know it is difficult for employees to speak up or act out in these scenarios, and they may not feel comfortable to speak their minds. Game developers constantly share their disgusting, degenerate politics, but one conservative does it. Oh gosh, the world has ended. After this tweet, John Gibson was ousted from the company he spent 17 years building by people who are so obsessed with murdering babies they can't handle the thought of being called out for it. But guys, don't worry about my boy John Gibson. Dude is doing just fine. He went on Fox News to talk about this and describes what he experienced as social terrorism. The irony of people who have zero morality criticizing conservatives. John is also somehow associated with a biblical game being created by a Norwegian developer called Gate Zero right now, so check it out. Number three, Scott Cawthon. While there are more leftists in the video game industry in general, it turns out some of the people with the best ideas are often conservatives. Scott Cawthon is one of those people, and he created a little video game called Five Nights at Freddy's. This game pretty much created the template for modern horror video games and is one of the most viewed horror games of all time on Twitch. The series has spawned books, merch, video games, and even a movie. The net worth of the Five Nights at Freddy's IP has to be in the billions of dollars. But then in 2021, Scott Cawthon did that which cannot be done. He had an independent thought. He gave money to the person who would make America great, Donald Trump. The backlash of the broken LGBTQ community was so bad that the dude was forced to completely retire from gaming. He said this in a statement. I'm a Republican. I'm a Christian. I'm pro-life. I believe in God. I also believe in equality and in science and in common sense. Despite what some may say, all of those things can go together. That's not an apology or promise to change. It's the way it's always been. See, Scott Cawthon did that thing you're never allowed to do. He had an independent thought. He saw the programmed narrative of the mainstream goy slop media and he said no. And the left hates nothing more than independent thought. They follow each other mindlessly like sheep, checking with each other on what everyone thinks. It truly is a hive mind which demands ideological purity. Anybody having an original thought must be silenced and banned forever. Number 4, Oculus CEO Palmer Luckey. I have a Quest 2 and I often marvel at how far VR has come since the 2000s. I remember trying on VR headsets in arcades 20 years ago, and I remember the Nintendo Virtual Boy and nothing ever worked very well. But in 2012, a dude named Palmer Luckey started Oculus. Oh, and he's this idiot on the cover of Time. What has set Oculus apart was a few key technologies it developed, like the cameras on the headset to detect room scale and place you correctly in your environment. Not even to mention miniaturization and the entire headset being small and wearable. Up until 2018 or so, you had to have a huge PC to even run VR stuff. Palmer has been at the center of all of this innovation, and in 2014, Mark Zuckerberg bought Oculus from him for $2 billion. 2 years later, in 2016, it came out that Palmer had done the unforgivable. He had an independent thought. He supported Donald Trump. Never mind that Facebook constantly rams its degenerate goy slop and LGBTQ mental illness to its platform. Oh no, somebody had a conservative opinion. We can't have that. It's hard to feel too bad for Palmer because the dude is sitting on $2 billion cash, but it does show the utter hypocrisy and the utter inability of game developers in the United States to think critically or allow people to have differing opinions. Bonus, I want to talk about Artur Smerowski. By the way, you should also check out Thomas Mahler. The dude isn't fully based, but refreshingly doesn't care about pissing off the lefties. Artur is a solo developer who created the game Solash 2. And of course, he's Polish, because all based developers seem to live in either Eastern Europe, Russia, or East Asia. In his personal video game that he created by himself, he decided that he was only going to allow men to marry women and women to marry men. And boy, did the people who hate themselves lose it on that one. A massive amount of degenerate leftists got on Steam to review bomb his game for not catering to their mental illness. But not long after, Artur proudly announced, "The cavalry has arrived. I will keep that review bomb as a badge of honor, hoping it will encourage more developers to resist mob pressure and focus on developing the best games they can according to their design goals. Thank you for your support." What I love about these base devs is they usually don't care about politics. They just want to make as good of a game as possible according to their standard. And they're getting canceled for their own opinions about what a good game is. So based gamers like you and I showed up for Artur in force to buy this game, and we pushed his review score back into the blue. That Park Place reports, Solash 2 developer refuses to cater to activists trying to cancel the game. Artur says, "There's nothing to fear from the oppressive mob." Dude has giant balls, doesn't care about getting canceled whatsoever. As Edward Burke one time said, "All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." What has encouraged me so much about this community the past year is that the tide is starting to turn. I predict we still have 2 to 3 more years of this nonsense before things really begin to turn around. And the reason why is because the people who hate themselves are so deeply entrenched in their own ideology. They have devoted their lives to spewing their satanic degeneracy and seeing it in every game and in all media. So we similarly must devote our lives to crushing their views. This is what my channel is about and why I will continue to talk about until video games are an unbiased platform again, where we can hear viewpoints from everyone. I know I've said this before, but I don't necessarily want to see Christian games. I just want games to go back to being relatively neutral. Please subscribe and become a member of my YouTube channel so I can keep making this content for you. The whole video game industry is so ideologically dominated by worthless leftists now that games aren't fun anymore. I just want the gaming industry to go back to the relative neutrality it had 20 years ago. All right, boys, check out this trailer for North Hollywood.
Are you wearing a sweater and shorts?
What?
Why aren't you wearing pants?
Pops, you can wear shorts and a sweater.
That doesn't make any sense. Wear pants and a shirt.
You, I'm nice on the board.
You're nice on the board? When'd you start talking like that?
You already know what you should do.
Yo, bitch ass out the way!
Hey, you watch how you talk!
You need to show some respect, bud.
Just out of this fucking
way. Oh, get out of here! I'm not asking!
Look, I'm gonna go to college. I'm also gonna skate.
Yo, Mikey, what's up, bro?
Your focus is gonna be on college.
Actually felt kind of nice.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. The Shiner's serious.
Next time, I'm gonna beat that kid's ass.
Is that how you fight?
Don't you have water polo practice?
I actually just quit. Yeah, I just gotta focus on one thing, you know?
And what's that?
I'm gonna be a pro skater.
Wow, that's cool.
Everybody talks about how you're good at skating.
He also has a tiny penis.
I know you have a small penis. I can see it in your shorts. I can see
Don't
the outline.
Don't fucking look at my dick.
I can.
Right hand, straight punch. Straight punch. Good. All right, good. Now move your head.
Nothing new.
I gotta focus on skating.
You need structure.
So trash.
What was that? What was that?
So little time and so much. So much to do.
You gotta take care of us.
All right. A lot of motherfuckers try to go pro, end up working in like a skate shop or some shit.
The hands move quickly.
Look.
Motherfucker, what's up?
Tick tock. So little